Thank the Lord. Just a special privilege to fellowship with fellow laborers and the reminiscing and sharing that went on in Seward at the brunch on Saturday morning, the former pastors and former workers of the previous 50 years in Seward. But it was so unique that Brother Hildebrand has expressed a thankfulness on Friday night for the 50 years of looking back, the building and all of that. But he said something so unique and so powerful, really, in just one simple statement. When he said, but I'm looking at the 51st year. Amen. Or words to that effect. I'm looking at year number 51 and what the Lord's going to do. Praise God. And how the Lord would bless and minister and increase the church in Seward. Thank God. And we're excited about that. And why not in Sterling as well? Why not in Wausau? Amen. The power of God that can be displayed in such a wonderful way. Amen. All around. And the reports are amazing. Amazing. From the Youth Congress to missions and all of the stuff that's going on around the world and the power of God that's being displayed is just incredible. And we're very, very thankful. Amen. Now, as I said, we're hurrying a little bit, but we're not going to hurry the man of God. We're not going to hurry the Word of God. Amen. We want to take time for the Word, and our fellowship afterwards, of course, will be great, but how about digging into the Word here a little bit tonight? Amen. God bless you, Brother Hildebrand. Come and preach the Word. Amen, amen.
Thank you, and everyone said praise the Lord. Let's lift up one hand and just love Jesus one more time this evening. Let's just honor Him. Bless His name. Lord, we do thank You for what You've done in our hearts and in our lives. Lord Jesus, this is Your church. This is Your day. Lord, this is Your word. Lord, this is our hope. Praise God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Because of who You are, we do have hope. We thank You and we give You honor and give You praise. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Turn around and shake hands with somebody beside you. Tell them you're glad that they are here. And you may be seated tonight. That's fine. Oh, bless. I could go so many directions this evening, I'll tell you what. I will not try to go down through the name list here, but there are so many people of this group here that has meant so much to us. Of course, your pastor and his wife and their three boys, and now they're all married with children and all that. You know, it's amazing. We never expected. You better separate my wife and your pastor's wife. Ladies, Sister Hildebrand, you're in church. And all the men said, amen. Amen. What did you call her when she came up here? What was it? Did you call her? I forgot what you called her.
Mrs. President.
Mrs. President. Oh, I don't call her Mrs. President at home. I call her Sweets. Oh, bless the Lord. It is so good to see so many of you that we have known for. We haven't seen you in a long time, but we're so thankful for the memories and all that we see here this evening. Just glad to be here. Do you know that two of the three boys of pastors' sons stayed with us in Seward when we lived there? They came to be shapened up and worked up, and so we had to treat them and try to get them to mature. So we were... Seriously, they were going for Avtech, and they were going to college there in our city, and I tell you what, we just had a great time when they were here with us. Now here we are. We've got families. We've got little ones. Bless the Lord. Little ones with big glasses. Oh, it's just precious. It's precious. You know, time goes on. Time keeps marching on. And you begin to feel the difference of it because you know that you're not as strong as you used to be, or as your memory is not what it used to be, and your finances isn't what it used to be, and your hopes and dreams aren't. But you do have the greatest hope of all. You have the greatest hope of all. Praise God. By the way, that 51st year, that just came on me. I don't know where I got that. That was just the Lord speaking. Because I believe the Lord wants us all to feel the same way. It's not that we're going to sit and spend all of our time turning around looking at what we have done or haven't done or what we should have done. Praise God. We just need to keep on going this next year. Praise God. This next day. The Lord is coming very soon. How many believes that tonight? I believe you do believe that because you are here tonight in your house, his house, spending his name and spending his desires, Lord, upon your own needs and upon the needs of your families. Praise God. We are collectively gathering these things that God has given to us, and we know that we need them. We need him day by day. We need him hour by hour. And what a precious thing it is to know that he is there day by day, and he is there hour by hour. Never has forsaken. Praise God. Oh, bless the Lord. Praise God. Well, we are living in Wisconsin now. We have been living there for 14 years. We've been pastoring in Wausau, Wisconsin. We have a wonderful group of people, and they've been very, very faithful and just tremendous, tremendous people. So in case they see us on here, I just want you to know. I put it back. Actually, I think you all ought to sit up front, and then so that you see everybody, like my wife mentioned, but every once in a while you need to turn around and wave your hand at everybody and say, why aren't you in church? Well, we've got a lot that we could say. We have been, like Pastor said, we have been in Seward. We've been spending some time here. We've been traveling also, but we've been spending some time in Seward, reconnecting with people that we know, and also trying to be a blessing to the church there in Seward. Wonderful couple, brother and sister Hillstad, are just doing a wonderful job. They're doing all they can, give it all they've got, and we're so thankful for that. Praise God. If you would stand with me for just a few moments, and I'd like to read a few verses, if you would. I'd like to preach tonight for just a little while, and I will not be long. But I will try to be concise and make certain sense out of what the Lord has given to me. We're going to read 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10, or actually 1 Kings 19, verse 9 through verse 13 for the one that's on the screen. Thank you for being there. I'd like to preach a message on the belated blessings of God. The belated blessings of God. And he, Elijah said, that is Elijah, said, what are you doing? The Lord said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he, that is Elijah, said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left. And they seek my face to take it away. And he said, go forth. And the Lord said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? What are you doing here, Elijah? Praise God. And you may be seated. the belated blessings of God. My point will be tonight is that God's blessings sometimes come late by our calendar, but they are fantastic when God does what he does. He may not come exactly when you feel like he should have been there, but I will tell you that when the Lord does come and when he does have the answer in his own good time, he does a fantastic thing in your life and in mine. Praise God. It was the blessing of Abraham and Sarah that is classic God. That's the way he works. God's classic methods are that he makes it certain to do it his own way. God will do his will his way. So if you and I are in the process or the attitude or the attitude of demanding that he does what you want him to do in the way that you want him to do it, and at the time that you really do feel like you need it, if you are treating God and you're trying to deal with him that way, well, you might as well just sit down for a while, wait a while, and let him begin to do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. Praise God. What he does and when he does is up to him. When he does and what he does and how big and how small God wants to do things. And I will tell you that he always does things in his modus operandi. He always does it his way. God had promised that Abraham would be a father of many nations. What a cumbersome issue that was. What a problem there was. Anybody know anything about Abraham? The Lord said, I'll make of you a father of many nations. Listen to the verses that I'm going to read in Genesis 17, verse 4. This is a cumbersome issue here. It doesn't go very well, doesn't fit very well. Genesis 17, 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Next verse. Neither shall thy name be any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Again in verse 6, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And if you read through these three verses that we've just read, you'll see that he made a promise three times to the same man and made certain that what he said, he knew that Abraham or Abram at that time, he heard it. He wanted Abram to hear it. So he said the same thing three times. Not only that, he comes with the next verse, and it says, verse 16, and I will bless her, and that is Sarah, and give thee also a son of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. So three times God said to Abraham, whom, by the way, was about 80-plus years at that time, and he was speaking also to Abraham's wife, who perhaps was 70 or better at that particular time. And the Lord made certain that he said, Abraham, you are going to have a son three times, and nations will be of thee, and kings will come out of thee. But he also said, and hear me tonight, that these ways that the Lord works with us are the same as what he worked with them. The Bible tells us that the Lord then said, five times he referred to Sarah, not another woman. Five times he made a promise of blessing to that woman, that particular woman, to Abraham himself, that particular man, three times. And then he made certain that he was going to emphasize that she was going to be the bearer of that son. And how was that going to be? For five times, he made a promise that it was going to be through Sarah, not just Abram, but through Sarah. And it was, you total them up, they were 190 years old between the two of them. and 90 was Sarah, and Abraham was practically a 100 when he received that promise. And she laughed, and he wondered, and who would have thought, praise God, that it would absolutely happen the way he did it. Just like the beloved wife of Jacob, you recall Jacob and Rachel. Rachel could bear no child. She could not have a child. So here we have later on, she said, why don't you let me give my handmaid to you, and I will carry him or bury, I will bear him with you on my knees. She said, you can be upon my knees when you bear that child, but I've got to have a child one way or another. Let me give you a message tonight. When God gives you a message, he gives you your message. When God gives you a message, it's his way. When God gives you a promise, he will perform that promise, and you will not have to alter it. You will not have to make a difference. He will do what he said he was going to do in the very beginning. Praise God. Don't try to do it your own way. Just say, Lord, you made it. Lord, you made the promise. Lord, you told me 3 times. You told my wife 5 times. And we're going to trust you. Yes. Praise God. In Abraham's life, he had to trust God. Yes. And Sarah had to trust God. And Jacob and his wife had to trust God. You don't want something that is a almost miracle. You want what God has promised you in your life. And I believe God has a great thing, Lord, for each one that is in this house. I believe God has a great pouring out of the Holy Ghost in this place here in Sterling. I believe God has more than what we can imagine. And he wants to do it his way, the way he promised, the way he came, the way he gave it to us. Let's lift our hands and love him tonight. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 It is his way. It's his voice. His promise. His desire. Your need. His desire. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Is there a promise tucked away somewhere in this place tonight? Is there a promise that has been tucked away and has been blessed by God, and you know that you heard from God and the Lord, and it's not something kind of far out there, Lord, that would not have any beneficial purpose, Lord, in our world or in our situations here? It is something that you know that what God was speaking to your heart. I will tell you, just keep on praying, keep on singing, keep on filling the pews. Praise God, keep on being faithful into the offerings that I saw you all giving to the offerings, and I'll have to give mine later. I didn't have my wallet with me. Praise God, the Lord knows how to do it. Don't try to do God's work your way. And you might want to turn that off for a little while, because you know, I feel like we've been swamped with so many different kind of programs here, and programs. Everything today is a program, 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 program. How about, why don't we just get on our knees, say, Lord, what is it you really want us to do? I will tell you, if I could take a church that is a praying church and compare it to a church that has 17 different programs going on, I will tell you, I know that there's going to be something happening in the church that is praying. I don't care how many books and how many things you've got going on. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But I will tell you, our need today in the year 2019 is we need to be a people, amen, that are trusting God's promise, and we're going to do it his way. We're not going to try to do another way. We're going to try to do it his way. We're going to say, Lord, here it is. Praise God. Here we are. We surrender ourselves to you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's lift our hands right now just for a moment, Lord. I feel like, Lord, you're wanting to do something here in this house already. And you know that I'm not here, Lord, trying to do anything specific, Lord, but you are here, Lord. We're praying, oh God, and blessing this pastor. Blessing this church, honoring this church, honoring these prayers, Lord. And if we could count up and if we could add together tonight, oh, Lord, if we could add together tonight, the years of people that have given to you and loved you and honored you and blessed you. Bless their pastor. They've been faithful to the house of God. They've come with a promise in their heart. They've come with a promise in their spirit. They've come because of something they've heard from you. Bless the Lord. They've come because something has taken place in your life. Hallelujah. You have given us something in our hearts. You've given it to us, Lord Jesus. You've spoken a word to us. And here we are trying to do it our own way, in our own different way, or somebody's giving us another idea. Oh, God, I will tell you that there's a Lord in heaven, amen, who knows he can do what he wants to do his way. Praise God. Let's lift our hands one more time again together. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Bless the Lord. It is your way. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. The belated blessings of God. Oh, Lord, you didn't come when we thought you should. But the Lord knows exactly what the moment is, Lord, where his promise should be fulfilled in your life and mine. Hallelujah. There was another portion of scripture. It was not in the fire, but it was in the still, small voice. Elijah was desperate. He had just challenged the prophets of Baal. The challenge was on the mountaintop, and he had won. He had poured water over his sacrifice three times, and the Lord answered by fire. As a consequence, and I reduced this to a very, very short moment here, but when Elijah and the prophets of Baal were there, and the prophets of Baal, after that 40-second prayer that Elijah had prayed, if you read his prayer, you see the others had been dancing all day, until at least afternoon, at their sacrifice, and their God did not answer. They had been praying, they'd been juking and jiving and doing whatever they could, and cutting themselves and bleeding and all that to try to make their God's answer. Well, after that, when they were through, here comes Elijah with his sacrifice. He rebuilds his altar. He puts a sacrifice on there. He saturates it with water three times. And he prayed a simple prayer. It would have taken him about 40 seconds to pray that prayer. 63 words. And then the Lord answered by fire, and he destroyed. He licked up the sacrifice. He dried up the water. He burnt the stones, and those prophets their lives were taken. They were annihilated. They were destroyed. And as a consequence, of course, there was that powers that be that came to find where this prophet of the Lord was, and they tried to find him. They were seeking his life. They were going to take him out. But the prophet Elijah, who had withstood every challenge and destroyed the false prophets, now was afraid. He was afraid now. Where is God now? If I ever needed him, it is now. And the angel of the Lord spoke to him. And these are the words that we read when I began to read. He said, and he came thither to a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? What are you doing here? It's the Lord was speaking to him. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken my covenant, thrown down thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And he said, I only am left, and they seek my face to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. But after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so that when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here? And the Bible tells us that still small voice refers to the belated blessings of God. Sometimes God delays his answer. Sometimes God does not answer exactly the way he wants to. Sometimes he doesn't put it in your lap exactly in the perhaps a situation that you desire it. He does not answer your own time, but he does in a divine way, in his own time. Sometimes God answers in his own way. It's a marvelous way when you expect a simple answer. You say, that should have been a simple answer, but God comes along in this great complex problem that you think that you could not do, and he would not do, but I thought it was simple. No, well, it's a lot more problematic than that, but sometimes he answers in a simple way when you have a complex problem that you thought was complex. There's too many things that I can't comprehend here, and you know that, God, you must have to work on this one a long time, and the Lord turns around, and he's done it already. I'll tell you, why don't we just trust God? How about that? Why don't we just give him a chance to do what he wants to do, his way, his timing, his desire, his answer, his determination. Praise God, not our desire, not our time frame. We just give it to Jesus Christ. I will tell you, if you've got something in your heart tonight, you just have to give it to the Lord and let him deal with it. Timing. Accounting, praise God, whether it's right or wrong, let him do what he wants to do. Praise God. Let's lift our hands one more time. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, bless the Lord. Some of us want to see him break the rocks, but the Lord wasn't in the wind. Sometimes we know surely that there must be the answer in the earthquake. Everything's shaken up. But the Bible says the Lord was not in the earthquake. And I'm certain that there have been times in your life and mine when we feel like, oh, the Lord's really shook all this up. This must be my answer. And we realize it wasn't quite such an answer. And we find out that the Lord was not in the earthquake. And there also sometimes is a fire. Things get kind of hot, don't they, in your lives and in our situations. And I'm sure every single one of us have been through a situation where things got real, 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 real warm. And you didn't know what you were going to be doing next. But I will tell you, the Lord, we may think that the answer must be in the fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire, a still small voice. The Lord, you know, the one thing that we didn't see here is that he didn't say that he was going to destroy it by a flood or deal with it by a flood. I don't think so, because he already used the flood one time previously. So he used the flood for Noah. It became the answer for the world, and it also became the answer for Noah. He didn't want to use the flood again. But this time it was the earthquake, and this time it was a fire and a still small voice, and it was in the wind. But I will tell you, whatever way God desires to do with you and what he wants to do with us, the best way that he likes to work is he likes to speak to us in a still small voice. Praise God. He likes to speak to us in a still small voice. Don't go out of here and say, well, if I have an accident, then the Lord's going to give me a new car. Don't go out of here and say, well, if somebody says just the right word to me, then I know that I will have my answer. How about if we just lift our hand to the Lord? And how about if we just say, Lord, you speak to us in that still small voice, and we will take your answer, and we will follow you, and we will be faithful to you. In your own way, not in our own way. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Elijah was chased by the worst of the worst. It was all in his mind. His battle was in his mind. You recall, if you read the verses we've read twice already this evening, Elijah's battle was in his mind. He was chased by the worst of the worst. It was what was going on in his mind. He was fearful. He was afraid now because of those who were chasing him. And he said to the Lord, he said, I have been very jealous for you, Lord, God of hosts. I've thrown down your altar, forsaken your covenant. They've thrown down your altars, and they've slain thy prophets. And I'm the only one left. Anybody here ever feel like you're the only one left? All right. Anybody ever felt like you were the only one in the situation? Anybody here ever felt like you were the only one in the school or the only one in the workforce or the only one in the neighborhood, the only one even in the family that might have been? And I know that I'm speaking to people that are just normal people, that we've all gone through some of the same things. Praise God. You know what God has done in you, and the Lord has called for you, and he's spoken to you, and you're the only one there. You're the only one there. Praise God. Many times it has been that we have been the only ones there. And I could go back into my history and my life and say give you some stories myself, but I will not spend that time for myself's aggrandizement. I will tell you that God is always going to speak to somebody for what you need in your life, no matter what the situation is. What is it in your life that you think it is too late for? God is a God of belated blessings. He doesn't come right on time, does he? He doesn't show up right on that spot where you want to meet him. And you may tell us, and you may tell yourself, and I may tell myself, I know that if I pray this prayer and if I do this, then I know that God will have to do what I want him to do. Well, that's not always the case. Oh, bless the Lord. There are times when the Lord, we think he's going to do exactly what we want him to do right at the same time, right at the perfect time, right at the perfect place. But God has a greater idea for us. He has a greater desire for us. He knows what he's doing, praise God. So just hang on there, praise God. Keep on worshiping. Keep on praying. The prodigal son was late. The prodigal son was late. Tell me that dad and mom spent months of grief for that boy that they had said goodbye to. Parents almost always give more time, and parents almost always give more time and effort and energy and conversation and focus on the problem child, more so than the child who stays home and who toes the line and does everything right. And in this story that Jesus told, that's the case. The younger boy took his portion and he took off. In fact, he took his portion first and then he hung around just a little bit and then he took off. He left. He said, I'm going to go and make my fortune greater than what it was. But here's this man that is at home. He's at home. He stayed home dutifully, working, was taken for granted. Others, you know, that everybody was talking about that boy that was gone. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? The one that's gone, you wonder where he is. And everybody, he's in every prayer request service. He's in every prayer meeting. He's mentioned there, that wayward boy, that one that's gone. The prodigal son was late. He was late coming home. It was late for the prodigal, but it was not too late. It was a belated blessing that he turned around and went back to his father's house. I will tell you, however, that there was somebody back home that when he heard from a distance that the other son had showed up home, that he wondered, what's going on here, Dad? What's happening here? And he says, your brother who was lost and was gone has returned. And I have a feeling that there was something in that boy's heart that stayed home and dutifully did his work and made sure that mom and dad were okay and made sure everything was all right. But I will tell you that even though he had stayed at home, there was a little bit more than what he needed. And I believe that God took care of that man who stayed home as well as or better than the one who had taken off and spent it all. Let me tell you, you remain faithful to God. Praise God. You remain faithful to God. Someday we're going to celebrate those that have been faithful to God. There's going to be a great joyful reunion of those who have served God without a blemish and served God without forgiving or forgetting. Served God without going and doing something crazy. Praise God. But I will tell you that God one day is going to gather us together. And oh, what a day it's going to be. Praise God. Oh, what a day it's going to be. Many people prayed prayers for a long time, but it was not too late. It was a belated blessing that he turned around and went back to his father's house. He was a recipient. The prodigal was the recipient of a belated blessing. Many prayers have been prayed for different situations and different housings. I'm certain in your home, there are those that you're thinking of. Many prayers for many people. It's just so happened that not too many years ago that my mother got to be too old to take care of herself for certain. And it was for actually quite a while that she needed help. And it so happened it worked out that she was going to be staying with two of my brothers. I won't mention their names, but two of my brothers. I have five brothers, And these two decided that they would be willing to take care of Mom. My wife and I were off gallivanting, going around the world and all that for foreign missions and everything, and somebody had to take care of Mom. And those two boys, they were the second oldest and the second youngest, and I'm the youngest. There were six total. But they began to take care of Mom. And she tried her best. She tried her best to wrench them out of their TV screen and to get them to go to church on a Sunday or to make certain that they would do what they should do, what is right, and that they just would not do it. But those two boys remained loyal to her, loyal to her. They took care of her. One of my next older brother than myself, he took care of her for, I don't know how many years it was, probably about 8-9 years. Day in and day out, took care of her. In the end, he bathed her, took care of the whole works. And they would never, you know, my point is there are times when God answers our prayers in a just a little while longer than what we think he should. A belated blessing from God. Belated blessing. Those boys, those two men, they're all both of them older than myself. They took care of her, and then on that day in the summertime in 2004, she passed away, and we all gathered together. All six boys gathered together, and their families, and we had been at odds. We had been kind of just separate from each other. You know, we were all doing our own thing, and those two were the ones that had done all the work, and there was a little bit of whatever spirit there. We went to the house. We went to the house, and after the funeral services were over, we were sitting around together, and we actually started to get to like each other for a little while. And we started singing some of those songs. This is a long time. My dad was the first United Pentecostal Church pastor in the Chicagoland area back in the 40s. We had the other churches that were one is Pentecostal that my father was born into as far as the Spirit is concerned. But he was the first UPC pastor, and we knew all the songs, so we were raised that way. We were sitting in that room, you know, just talking to each other, starting to sing the songs, and something began to happen in that living room. We began to worshiping. We began to lifting our hands. And some wives were there also, including my wife and my daughters. And we gathered in a huddle like a football team in the middle of that room, middle of that living room, and we began to pray. And it wasn't long before we were just worshiping God, and everybody was broken. Everybody was broken. And those two boys that had taken care of my mom, that was a Friday. On Sunday, they walked into church, went to the altar, and were filled back with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Still living for God. Southern Illinois, still living for God, still faithful to God, still worshiping and praying, having hard times, but still worshiping and praying and honoring God. The belated blessings of God sometimes are so rich you don't even know how to even internalize them. I will tell you, do not give up. Do not give up. Keep on serving. Keep on living for Jesus. Keep on doing what you're doing. If you've been praying and it's as hard as rock and there's nothing coming back at you, you just keep on praying and praying and praying and praying. You may pray once and get the answer, but there's other times you may pray and pray and pray and pray and not get the answer until God knows it is time. Oh, I think to myself, oh, I wish my mom would have heard them receive the Holy Ghost and be filled back with the Holy Ghost again. But God knows what He's doing. He knows what this church needs. He knows what this area needs here in this place. He knows, amen, what Alaska needs as far as the sweeping revival of the Holy Ghost. He knows what we need in where do I live again? Wisconsin, praise God. Praise God. He knows what we need in Wausau, Wisconsin. There are people right now just getting ready to start church because we start at 7 o'clock, and here we are. It's almost, what time is it here? It is 8 o'clock. Well, they'll be starting in about another hour. It's the other way. They're through already? How did he call me whenever he should have been in church? Oh, bless the Lord. Point is, God knows what He's doing. I don't, but He does. What a God we serve. Turn to somebody, look at him, and say, God knows what He's doing. Whether it's late, or whether it's early, or whether you think it's right on time, the Lord is still in charge of all of it. And we just need to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand together. Let's love Him. Let's just bless His name. I'm finished, but He might not be. Let's lift our hands and just love Him. Bless the Lord. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless this pastor and his wife. Bless Brother and Sister Glover. Bless their sons. Lord, bless their children, their oh, my God. Bless these churches. Bless these saints of God. Put your hands upon each one of them, Lord. Anoint them, Lord, I pray. You see, Lord, what the needs are in this house. And I ask you in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, send someone here and someone there to keep us promising and to keep us blessing. Praise God, and to keep us praying. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. One more time, lift your hands, one more time. Just thank Him for what He's already done. Thank Him for what He is doing. And thank Him for what you know He will do in the long run. Praise God. And I know, Lord, that in the long run, we all go up, Lord, in that grand rapture, Lord, which is going to be soon. In Jesus' name, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Lord, I know where we are tonight. I know, Lord, that many of us are in situations. Lord, and I pray in Jesus' name, put your hand upon them. Put your hand upon us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord. A mother's prayers. Answered just a few days after she's gone to heaven. How incredible, how amazing. What a beautiful thing. Because God is faithful to his word. Amen. There hath not failed one word of all of his good promise. Praise God. That's what we stand on. That's what we're believing. That's what we're claiming in Jesus' name. Let's come, amen, and pray here for a few minutes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.